लाइट हाउस माइट हाउस बन सेवाधारी स्थिति में स्थित हो जाओ, जो विश्व को लाइट और माइट दे सको। एकाग्रचित होकर के, वो एकांतवासी, पर एकाग्रचित होकर इस स्थिति में स्थित होने का अभ्यास करो। अगर आधा घंटा का, एक घंटा समय न भी निकाल पाओ, अगर आधा घंटा या एक घंटे का समय न भी निकाल पाओ,
if you're not able to take time for half hour or even one hour, then certainly have the practice of being in solitude for 1 minute, 2 minutes here and there when possible. Om Shanti.
Me.
ओम शांति।
इसी को कोई बात, किसको कोई बात दिल को लगी होंगी।
Listening to them early this morning, some must have been touched by one thing, some by something else. The intellect must have been touched.
नशे में बैठा है। किसी को कोई बात, किसी को कोई
बात। We're sitting with that intoxication.
दिल को ठका लगा होगा।
Somebody must have been touched by one thing, someone, something else, and the intellect must have been touched. The heart must have been touched by something or other that you heard in today's murli. When we use this word touch, then one scene of memories of Baba are remembered. Where Baba says to Maya, don't touch me. Baba is so sensible, so wise. Maya can't come to him. Maya would be afraid to come to him. And for some, it's very easy for Maya to touch them. Because they are body conscious. So, for Maya to touch them, it's like a game. It's a game that Maya plays, just like children have toys. But for one who has the intoxication, Baba has adopted me, their understanding, their feeling is totally different. No form of Maya can touch them. Can't even come in front of them. This is why Baba takes great care in looking after us, keeping us safe. He first is like a mother, and without a mother, there cannot be adoption. It's not that a father adopts the child. It is both parents that adopt a child. First the mother, then the father. If somebody doesn't have a mother, then would a father alone adopt a child? Is there such a system, a custom? When somebody sees that a parent is good, a mother is good, then they would allow that adoption to take place. We have that recognition of who has adopted us. What's Nancy thinking?
Attention here.
If we are looking here or there, what does it mean? These two are sanskars of Maya, to look here and there. After all, what is there to see? There just is that much happiness that Baba's addressing us, or we are hearing Baba's murli. Because when Maya sees that you have the happiness of belonging to God, she gives her kind of happiness to draw your attention to her. So Maya has many things to attract you in her happiness. So when the intellect is like a baby intellect, or there isn't love for study, or there isn't understanding of the study, or recognition of who's teaching me, what he's teaching me, how he's teaching me, and what the study is, then the intellect can be drawn to Maya. So these four things, if they have not fitted in the intellect, if they're not really understood well, how he's teaching, what he's teaching, who's teaching me, and I, the soul, am studying. What is it he's teaching? Who is it that's teaching me? It's the purifier father himself who is teaching me. He is establishing the deity religion. He has made me his adopted child. The father, the supreme soul, who's adopted me, is the one who hasn't got a body of his own. He's taken one on loan, and I'm seeing how he comes into this chariot, how he comes into this one's chariot, how he sits in this one's chariot. And so we need to have that sense to understand who is speaking to us. Is it Brahma Baba, or is it Shiv Baba? Shiv Baba says, remember me. Brahma Baba says, you should keep a chart. There needs to be 8 hours of remembrance. Who is it that's saying that? It is Shiv Baba's direction, that is Srimat, to keep that chart of remembrance. And that one up above, the father is saying to us, if you don't follow the things I tell you, then my right hand is this one, Brahma Baba, Paramraj. So understand that, let that be clear. The father, the teacher, the Satguru, all three are the forms that I take. Commonly you would say about the Supreme Father that he is the father. But at this confluence age, he is the father, the teacher, and the Satguru. So when he says he grants visions, who is it exactly who is granting visions? It is the father, the teacher, the Satguru, who have played their part. They finish playing their part, and then the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, in these three forms of father, teacher, Satguru, they teach us, sustain us, and we realize how much we gain through following the Srimat of that Supreme. And in between, we have to see, do I have as much attention as there is the study? After all, it's the deity religion that's being established. And Baba has told us very clearly today that in Golden Age there won't be the comparison of virtue and defect. Here, internally, there are both virtue and defect. And we can look at both. But when we think of godly virtues, we cannot just think of them as virtue, but we do think of them as a gift from God. And then there's the comparison that this is good, this is bad, this is virtue, this is defect, this is weakness. And so we can't just say these virtues are good, because everybody has virtue. What's the big thing? What's the big thing if somebody has virtue? Everybody has some or other virtue. But the wonder is, Baba gives us the gift of divine virtues. Baba fills the soul with such power that we are able to draw Baba's virtues. And so we cannot say, these are my virtues, because sometimes our weaknesses also can emerge. If we say my virtue, then there will be some or other defect or weakness that is still hidden within the soul that suddenly emerges. And so Baba creates such a stage that Baba is busy in the task of making us virtuous. When we remember Baba, we are able to draw power from Baba. Then, when we come into service or Baba's task, then those virtues that we draw from Baba come into action. Baba says that he is the ocean of happiness. He is not the one who says, I'm happy. He is the one who is the ocean of happiness. And so we children need to stay in supersensuous joy internally. So raise your hands with an honest heart if you feel that you really stay in supersensuous joy, that you are internally swinging in that swing of supersensuous joy. So Maya cannot even come to you as a shadow, can't follow you. So you feel Baba's canopy of protection over you. When a soul has Baba's canopy of protection over them, they have that internal chant that Baba is teaching me Raj Yoga, and I am that same soul from a cycle ago. That I am helping Baba in establishing Golden Age, and my task is to remember Baba and remind others of Baba and that golden age to come. Baba is filling the soul with so much power, so much strength. Daddy's wondering where Jasben is. When Daddy went to Turkey, where Yogesh Bhai stays, Baba's center. It's just recently that he's changed and has come into this new center, 2-3 months only. And his landlady had come to meet Daddy. She's about 80 years of age. And he had told Daddy that she would come to meet Daddy. She lives on the 6th floor. And Daddy, the center where Daddy was, is on the 1st floor. And so so Yogesh Bhai had told the landlady that he won't be able to climb up the stairs to come to you, though it's more quiet up there, but she was in agreement to come downstairs. And the landlady was saying to Daddy, since these people have come and the center's been created here, the atmosphere has become very, very good. Otherwise, there was a feeling of an evil spirit here, and my father had created this building here 100 years ago, and the building was very nice in the middle of the city. And the father had always wanted that some good people should come and stay here. And so she came to give thanks to Daddy that since these people have come, it's a very nice atmosphere created. So Daddy said to her, okay, I will come and visit you in your flat. And so she was very happy. And the landlady had a daughter, and Daddy is now talking about the daughter. The face of the daughter, but she's now 50 years of age, at 17 years of age. Her face was like Maureen's face. It wasn't a face that had aged. The body was like that of a 5-year-old baby. The face was a mature face, but a very young-looking face of about 50-year-old. But her karma must have been such that she can't even have been much in weight. Her hands were petite, her feet were petite, and the grandfather said that we have stayed in this flat all these years. And so look at the karma of this individual, that at 17 years of age she had some problem with her health. So Daddy, nobody thought Daddy would go up to the sixth floor, and the mother didn't know English very much, but the daughter did. And she had so much jewelry on, she had a ring, she had necklaces, and she looked like a really lovely decorated doll. She was in a wheelchair, and Daddy says her legs were not visible, couldn't tell whether she had legs or not. And so you see how Baba uplifts souls, that Baba Center is now at her doorstep virtually. And so she took Trishti with love, and Daddy sees all the preparations happening for the jam program, and she herself was preparing for the jam program by talking to this lady. And as this lady was listening, she was translating what Daddy was saying for her mum. And the mother was very interested, saying, "Tell me the meaning of this." And Daddy gave them a very lovely gift. So you see, Baba had taken Daddy to see this disabled person, though she was not able to come to the center. And so they were telling Daddy, "I have an older sister, I have this relative, that relative." And so the older sister came to Daddy's program there. So what Daddy is trying to say is that one way or other, Baba finds a method to uplift souls. Daddy said, "Don't just give them this flat on lease. If it's still on lease, then after a few years there'll be these changes in rules." It's about 2 months since that place has been Baba's, and they saw Daddy using a mobile, and they were so surprised that here's Daddy at her age being so active in the business of the center. Though this young woman was born in a wealthy person's home, and yet her body in that sort of state, but she was able to eat by herself. So her fingers, her hands were like that of a 5-year-old baby, and her understanding was very good. So when we have this much happiness that you can move along and reach anywhere and give happiness to souls and remove their sorrow, remove their distress. So there was a very big flat, and outside a nice garden. And so you know how in some flats you have a kind of balcony. So they took Daddy onto this balcony and showed Daddy the garden. And then Daddy sat with them inside. So Daddy says, if there is that love for service, there is service at every step. With an honest heart, honest efforts, As Baba has said today, that the sin that's accumulated over the soul for birth after birth is something we have to remove, otherwise there will be punishment at the end and we'll have visions of what's to happen at the end. Then what will we do? So we say, remember that one. Brahma Baba said to us, so often remember that one up above. And I've seen so many different temples of Shiv Baba, Bholeshwar, and another one that Dadi mentioned, Mahabaleshwar, the one who has great strength. Then Pap Kateshwar, the one who destroys everyone's sins, and then Neel Kanteshwar, that is one who has spoken so much that their throat turns blue. And so everything that Baba tells us in a nutshell, that he has explained, and Baba has said through today's Murli that you will see who will become the servants and the subjects of the subjects and the servants and subjects of the royal family. So if one climbs, then ascends, then they will taste the sweetness of the golden age, and for one who falls, their bones will be crushed. They won't even claim the status of the subject. So that he feels a little bit hesitant in telling us the details of this, but when one is under the influence of their nature and sanskars, whether it's their own nature and sanskar or that of others, then let it be understood that that one claims the status of a subject or the subject of other subjects. It's the deity religion that's being established. Baba has adopted us in order to make us virtuous. And yet, if I am still under the influence of my nature or some impure nature or some impure sanskar, that's very, very dangerous. If there isn't sweetness in my nature, if there isn't feeling of benevolence in one's nature, if there aren't feelings of mercy in my nature, then how can I claim a royal status? One who has a royal status, they day and night have that awareness of who their sustainer is. That one can never have the thought, how am I going to feed myself? Who is going to feed me? But Baba is my sustainer. He has given me birth. He has given me sustenance so well that for 84 births, I will not have the thought, who is going to feed me? Dadi's never had that thought of her sustenance or survival. So let your karma be so good. And Dadi told somebody in kind of point form about what good karma is. Do so much good action, elevated action, just plenty of elevated action, so that your sins can be incinerated, the sins of the past can be removed. It's through yoga power that we remove them, but when there is feeling for service with an honest heart, egolessness, so that body consciousness doesn't enter, that I did this, that I've got so much to do, and there's the feeling of headache, then how can you claim a high status if in service there is feeling of headache, there isn't Amrit Vela, there cannot be a royal status. Under any condition, my day of study begins from Amrit Vela, and then when we come to class, there's the feeling of intoxication that you have done according to Baba's timetable, and that feeling of what's Baba going to teach me today, and dancing as we listen to the murali. And so when will the whole gathering do that nodding of understanding and appreciating the murali? Will it be those whose stage is fluctuating? If that's the case, then there's the feeling that I'm going to fall if the stage is not stable. But when the stage is stable, then the actor follows the directions of the director, and the soul sees what is the direction the one up above is giving me, and all the time the director will have his attention on you, and you don't have to see what this one is doing or what that one is doing. All you have to do is play your own part so well. And at this confluence age, my part is no less. But if under the influence of bad company, my own bad nature or aspects of weakness within the soul, I'm not understanding what Baba's teaching, how he's teaching me, the value of the present study, then there isn't so much benefit. Baba is giving me my future fortune in the palm of my hand, and this study, all that I have studied to this day, is transforming into action. And if that's not happened, then there isn't the reward. I study through this intellect, whatever I'm learning sits in my heart, and who is it that's teaching me this good karma? It's Baba who is enabling me to perform those elevated actions. So Baba is my companion in every action. And so within that action, I am detached. Though I perform the action, I stay with the one up above. I remain beyond. I remain in his company up above. Stay in this stage. By staying in this stage, it means I am taking care of my royal status. So, Daddy is looking at Li Bhai, that this is what actors take care of, isn't it? That there is attention every minute, minute by minute. Baba is reminding us, bringing back to our awareness of who we are, who has made us his. There's 10 or 12 songs that Dadi was remembering that are murali songs. When she was in Turkey, she related these, and then she remembered a whole list of 20 songs, which are Baba's murali songs, and she conducted class on this. For instance, who is it that made me belong to him and taught me how to smile? And another song, that I will swing in the swing of knowledge, I will swing in the swing of supersensuous joy, I will swing in the swing of love. So she's saying, take the microphone away now. So if in small matters we let our face be unhappy or wilt, then what is that? Just be happy in intoxication, be clean internally, be honest. And note all the things that enable you to claim a royal status. This is another Murali song. In fact, it's the song that Dadi just spoke.